Testing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whole name.
The child is for the curtain.
You're not old man.
No, your whole name. All your name. George Melton? You got middle name?
Yeah.
What about your Eskimo name? Oh, Putrek.
Yeah. What's your Eskimo name? My Eskimo name myself. Putrek.
Okay.
Putrek.
What year were you born?
Right.
Your birth date?
May 10.
May 10. 19?
1899. Ooh, 1899?
1899. Gee. I'm not 19. I'm way behind. Way back. May 10,
1899. Do you remember your school days? Yeah,
when you first go to school in
1902. No, wait a minute. 1905. What? Yeah, 1905. I was under 6 years old at that time. This school started 1905.
So you went to school in 1905.
I know what else.
Up to what grade?
Maybe third or fourth grade.
Third or fourth?
Don't know, because we never get record. We see all the time for home. Not like here we have. Hunt.
Yeah.
Missing school days.
Where was this at?
Huh?
Where was this at?
Kivalina.
Kivalina? How come you had to quit? To hunt?
Yeah, hunt and reindeer service. Reindeer.
Working on reindeer, huh?
Yeah. Handling a reindeer or something.
Who owned the reindeer? Who owned the reindeer?
Everybody at that time. My dad.
Each family had their own?
Their own. So we have to pay for each year, you know, for one head, for so much. So I have to keep a little bit working. We never paid. So I try to save the money or something. For myself too. I stopped at reindeer herders all the time.
You had brothers and sisters?
Brothers, sisters?
You had brothers and sisters?
No, I was single. I was orphaned, you know.
Ooh.
I don't know my parents, first parents. I was adopted. To another family.
You were adopted, huh? Adopted to another family?
Not my own sister or brother. But then what I adopted for is not real time. They got, I don't know the first one they had adopted as yet, but died before to get me. And then the next one, born a girl named Priscilla. She stayed quite a while and dead again. And a boy stayed while dead again. And we had it. All those, what they got is all gone. And they adopted another girl again, you know, Mary Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And she took that one. She's a twin. So we raised her, and so she's a tankard by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never have anything for I never have brothers and sisters of my own. I was a thinker for the first family.
You want to talk a little bit about reindeer? You want to talk a little bit about reindeer, how you used to watch them?
Yeah. My stepfather bought two female reindeer and a male. In the first place, was traded with a whaleboat. He bought a whaleboat from somebody. So we have to turn it over to a chief editor's wife so she may have it. And her husband gave us two females and a male, three, that much. So that was for me, he said. You tried to raise it, keep it, and use it when it got more and more. So we never killed the fawn for, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years. So they grow. And later on, that male. Somebody trained it for sled reindeer for me. So after he trained it, I use it on my own. I make fun with it all the time. I like to stare at reindeer and roll. That made me move away from my school.
Yeah.
Don't try that my own sled reindeer. After that, for many years, stay with reindeer people, stay away from school, and then I got, and then reindeer company gonna start. We put all the reindeer together at Kibalina. There's 1, 2, 3 three places where we keep the reindeer, Chester, Wilson's, and Jordan's three. And we unite from Point Hope. We put all together. So I was the reindeer hood at that time. They hired me from Kivalina Reindeer, they call them company, where I work and work till 1924.
Did you sell your reindeer to them? You sell your reindeer to them?
Yeah. So before this, 1923, I was at Roundup. We round up the herd for corralling. So I tried, while the two tried the big herd, I tried the sled and sled reindeer behind me. Got 1, 2, 3 sled and 2, 4, 5 reindeer. Take care of them. So we got in the deep snow. Those I had next to me is wild. And these two is pretty good. And the last one just got in the snow and we tracked him for a while. And then my Tassikokas, they pulled me. So I tried to get across it and wanted to hit me with his nose, right alongside here, on the side. I just fell down. I took my appendix at that time. So I just held all the photo those boys to come after me. So take him back. Have me drive all those reindeer. I sled reindeer away from me. It hurt that time. So I went back to try it again. Then in springtime, when we warning time, we used to mark, you know, all those warning springtime. I was round up again by walking. And when we got home, I'd get tired and something couldn't be eating, you know, stomach ears all around mine. And after a while, when I cough, can stop it for a while so the blood run out of me. Hey. So I was the secretary called up the reindeer was running out. Well, they called me, you better go home. So they put me lay in a bed. And you know, I'm not going to lay out. Who's the guy? You ever heard of
her? Mm-hmm.
She was down with us. And she do a little work on missionary work or something. I passed on to camps, you know, once in a while, move there and there. And she pick up a big bowl of plate or something. She put flour. She put flour and stirred them up, just the flour and water, and put a little salt, stir up. So she told me to swallow it, eat all up. So I just drink it all, just flour and water, just mix it. So she told me you could sleep. Good sleep. Try to get my sleep, all right, but put it out. So it never come up again. That's his doctor. She's my doctor. That's his bracelet. A good old lady. All those in there we have is all over in Kivalry Norend, North, Point Hope, and North Dak, and handled all. And one time we corralling. The last corralling we have is 42,000, just part of it. We never put all in one. 42,000. So from that time, we just throw it away. Can't keep it no more. They are not dead. The wolf chasing them, part of it, all right. I don't know if they are not dead by now. They are someplace. Yeah.
You know what year that was? You know what year? What year?
1930s, somewhere around 30s, 1930s. I don't know what, I forgot the year was, but in 1930 maybe.
That was the end of reindeer?
Yeah, that was the end of the Kivalinas reindeer.
Do they have reindeer now today? Over
no,
there?
No, not today.
I wonder where all that reindeer go.
I don't know. They're all someplace.
Maybe they turned to caribou.
Maybe they all mixed up with caribou. Because I've heard there's somebody killed caribou at Anguish with the same mug we have at Nortec.
Mm.
Just the square from that square. Mm. They did one over there. I heard one someplace again. On this side. I don't know, maybe they come around up again. And nothing now. But there's caribou around all the time ever since. Maybe mix reindeer and caribou together. Up between Kivalin and North Texas. I used to have cabs with all the things around that.
What year did you become a pastor?
1940.
1940.
All right. We were at Nodak with Mrs. Sams, Carrie and Mrs. Robert and Carrie Sams. I got saved in 1924, that time when I got sick. I never too much anything, just my father died at Town Beach, and my stepmother moved to Notek, where the Jonas Olufs are. Her nephew is Ola from Kubak. So they want her to move to Notek with them for support her for a while. So we move up that way. So we stayed there for till 1940. And in September, the missionaries want somebody to go up to every village, but they get not many, maybe 2-3 villages have no pastors that time. So we were saved, helpful to the Christian people. So one fellow came in at night one time. He said, how would you folks like to be a pastor? Go up to Signac. Oh, no, we can't, because I didn't know myself what to do. So anyway, told me to, you better think and pray for it. All right. You have to go to missionary catch you tomorrow, he said, and see him. So he may know what you want to do. Maybe you have to go someplace. I went over when I came, and that missionary told me, you better go. Maybe God called you do that work. Oh, maybe, I don't know. So anyway, I say yes, all right. I went home and told maybe never care. Get ready and go to Signac, that 1940 in September. So all we have. We stayed there 2 years. Nakutan and come back again in 2 years.
So you stayed in Signac altogether 4 years? You stayed in Signac 4 years?
2 years in the first place. So if you would get right, we'd go someplace again. I forgot all those where we're going. Yeah. Where we're going. And later on, we went up again. And we stay how many years in the lifetime? 3-4 years. Oh, we Ambler, Cayenne, Kovic Building and Training School, Notak, Silvic 1 year, Deering 6 years. Buckland, maybe 5 years now. In the first place we built it, build this cabin. And help, we were steering and helped build a church from there. And that's all. We've been around all these villages, you know. I never go back to Kivalin yet. So last 4 years ago maybe, we went over and filled. Pastor Kim, they want us to go back, but we won't. Like his mother gets here, let not take us. She never too much anything herself, so we have to go away. And in 2nd year she died. We never go back to Kivalina. We have everything, bed, washing machine, propane, everything over there yet. No, we never go. What else?
How you fellas used to nanyakorak and stuff like that, eh, Pani?
Nanakak? Oh, we used to have our own everything. Our own everything. Lamps, lantern.
Those were already there?
Uh-huh.
How about gas lights?
We used gas lights and ladders when the stores had some. We used our own. We used to carry them all the time. We never support much. The people never support much. I do my own work. She do a lot of things. That's why she likes to show. Mm-hmm. Everything and party and what to then sell them and make little money out of it and make a mix left. And something, snowshoes and all what I can sell. If somebody wants that much or fish or something for the years. Stay that way in winter time. We never look, we never expect for somebody's money. Just if they want to keep, they give, all right. And later on, by now, those churches decide to support their pastor right now. It's better. I speak too much. Maybe you don't need to.
Anita, you want to ask him anything?
Yeah.
What did we skip?
When we when we started for pastor from 1940, we were lots of children. We had about 8 or more that time. So every place we go, there's lots of children to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we got sick. We left a girl at Cayenne. And one in Nautek. And one at Kivalina. 2 on the coast. And 1, 2, 2 at Kotzebue. We lost 7 in that work, and we have 5 still living around. Yeah.
You lost 7?
7. Yeah. 7 lost, yeah.
Now they get 5 living.
And 5 living.
That was good.
Well, I thought then you can turn it over again and put all in one good place when you come in.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Huh? Hey. Are you done?
Yeah.